Capricorn, this new moon for you is in your seventh house of partnerships. Oh, Cappy, you have been through so much. You have had such transformative years. This year has kind of given you a break. It's asking you to step up in a different way, not just in relationships, but in other parts of your life. But this particular new moon in Cancer finds you having an intention to create a relationship that feels like home, that feels nourishing, but that you do not want to control. This is so important. Capricorn energy has been transformed in a way in which they realize that the life they thought they were going to have no longer is or will be. I think that we have had enough time as Capricorns to accept that. And I think that we're much happier for it than not. But now there's an emphasis in the relationship axis, in the relationship part of our chart. With that said, this new moon in Cancer is asking that you remain compassionate and really take down the judgmental part of yourself when it comes to relating to another. Remember, everyone is doing the best they can with what they know. If you happen to be in a relationship where someone refuses to do work on themselves, where someone, you know, isn't willing to step up, then understand that there's no need for judgment. It's just a matter of assessing whether this person can remain in your life or not. Because at this point, much more than having a nourishing relationship with someone else, this is always, the seventh house is always about the relationship with ourselves first. If we keep the relationship with ourselves in mind first, then there's no need for judgment of another. There's no need to control the behavior of another. Because if the behavior of another just doesn't match what we want in our lives, just doesn't match the relationship that we have with ourselves, then we can understand that it's pointless and a waste of time to try and change anyone. We won't care to. And that's not because you're being cold-hearted, but because you're setting healthy boundaries that have nothing to do with control. So it's not a matter of judgment, it's a matter of releasing. Now, if you are in a relationship that is just beginning, this is such a beautiful time. This is such a beautiful time for you and this other person to cultivate compassion, to cultivate tenderness, to create a new sense of home, which my love, they could manifest into something bigger come 2022. This emphasis on compassion for you is also highlighted by the fact that you have Neptune in Pisces in the third house of cognitive thought, communication, and your perception of the world. Pisces, Cancer, are both signs that are water signs and therefore remind us of the healing, of the miraculous healing energy of compassion. Look, the transformation that you've endured has probably made you less cold, less rigid, and much more compassionate to those around you. This is especially true because if the house of cognitive thought and communication is in Pisces, which is also indicative of compassion, it means that your narrative to yourself is probably much kinder than it's ever been. Therefore, the narrative towards others is also kinder. There is more willingness from your part to listen to others and where they're coming from. So this is important because this is the type of dynamic that you want to bring into new relationships. Look, you don't necessarily have any issues with boundaries. You don't. You're ruled by Saturn. Saturn is the sign of boundaries. Saturn is the sign of the internal adult about doing what's responsible. The thing is that what you have tended to have issues with before is being too rigid. Instead of having boundaries, you have walls. Instead of having negotiables and non-negotiables, you have ridiculous standards that sometimes you can't even meet yourself. Most Capricorns are no longer in that space. We're in a much softer space. We're in a space where we can finally really accept the fact that we're just human beings doing the best that we can. I say all of this, I reiterate it, because this is the sentiment that you are meant to bring into new relationships that I genuinely believe that if you're not in now, you will attract over the next 6 months. Look, there's an emphasis in Leo as well. Leo is your eighth house of intimate relationships, of depth psychology, of the taboo, of what happens behind closed doors in intimate relationships. Currently, both Mars and Venus, the cosmic lovers of the zodiac, are in Leo. They're conjunct. They're happy with one another. They're feeling one another. It's very passionate. It's very fiery. Whew, it's a lot of fun, my dear. So look, in order for you to let that Leo part, that fun, loving, energetic, playful part, to come out in intimate relationships, you have to have some wiggle room. You have to be much softer with yourself and others. And when you do that, you open up yourself to feeling a happiness that you've never felt before. And you deserve it, especially after the last couple of years you've had. Happy New Moon.